It's time now for Green Visions, a KUMD production to encourage green thinking and green actions. Green Visions is made possible by the family-owned Duluth Grill. Jane Ryer is the Advocacy Director for the Friends of the Boundary Waters Wilderness, and she joins us this morning on the phone. Hi, Jane. Good morning.
Good morning, Lisa.
The Minnesota Pollution Control Agency is proposing some changes to the water quality standard designed to protect wild rice from sulfate pollution. What are the changes that they're proposing, Jane?
Well, what we have currently is a 10 milligram per liter standard for sulfate in all waters that support wild rice. And what they're proposing is an equation that would look at various parameters, including iron and total organic matter in various waters in the sediments, because the whole problem here is with sulfides rather than sulfate, and those two factors affect the sulfide level, which is actually what is toxic to wild rice.
So it's sulfides that are the issue, is that right?
Well, it is, but it's sulfate that gets added to the water,
okay.
And that's what needs to be controlled because it gets transformed into sulfide when it's in the water.
Got it. So what is the difference between the 10 milligrams per liter standard that's currently in operation and this new equation? What difference is that going to make in terms of wild rice production?
Well, the equation is going to come up with a different number for every water body. And they're starting out with 1,300 water bodies. I think in the meantime, we probably would have no standard at all until the MPCA is able to, you know, apply this equation to each individual water body. And I think that according to the MPCA, anyway, the standard will be higher, significantly higher, meaning it would allow more sulfate in a lot of waters, but it would also be lower in a number of waters so that it would allow less sulfate. My sense is that most of the waters that we're really concerned about where we have seen a significant decline in wild rice, the standard would actually go up in those waters.
What,
so that it would be less protective.
What is the thinking behind changing kind of a one-size-fits-all across the board? You go and it gets tested and this is the standard. What's the idea behind changing it to what seems like a more complex formula that's going to take more time, more testing, more boots on the ground?
Well, it's really all political. The industry, the standard has never been actually enforced. It's never been applied to the standards, to the discharge permits. And when the tribes and environmental organizations started pushing to have it added to permits, industry fought back. They went to the legislature. They got the legislature to require Minnesota Pollution Control Agency to do a big study and come up with a different standard. And so they did all of this science, and the Pollution Control Agency, you know, came up with this equation. It's all political, really. It's not that the standard that we have right now isn't scientifically supportable as a standard. It is. It's, it's not a perfect standard, but it definitely is scientifically valid. But industry does not want a standard. And so, you know, they got this study to be done thinking that they could get a much looser standard that way. And that's what's driving it.
So there are some public hearings so that folks can weigh in on this. There have already been some hearings in St. Paul, Virginia, Cloquet. There's a video conference coming up tomorrow. And is anybody welcome to take part in that video conference?
Absolutely. And I don't have the information in front of me right now. Maybe you do, and you could give people more information. You know, you can just Google MPCA and wild rice, and it will take you to a website that will tell you the various places that you can go to participate in that video conference. They're being set up in several places around the state and then coordinated through St. Paul tomorrow.
And we'll get the information up, so folks will just have to click a link and they'll be taken right to the information so they can, as you say, take part if that's something they want to do. Jane, thank you so much for joining us this morning. It was great to have you.
Thank you.
Jane Ryer, our guest this morning. She's the advocacy director for the Friends of the Boundary Waters Wilderness. Green Visions on KUMD is made possible in part by the family-owned Duluth Grill, offering organic, homemade, and fair trade menu items, and Heritage Window and Door, the Twin Port supplier for Renewal by Anderson Windows and Doors.